my dear devotees, have you ever asked yourself if there is any qualification which we advise to adopt when we, if we want to chant? We feel well, anyone can chant. Do I have to have any qualifications for doing this? Should I aspire for something? You must know, when you sit down and chant, your whole life sits down with you. You cannot let your whole life before the tent and then come alone. You bring your thoughts, you bring your conditionings, you bring your weaknesses and your strengths with you wherever you go. So if you wish to go deeper in your kirtan, it's good if you align or orient your life in such a way that when you sit down, it serves you and it does not create an obstacle for you. So based on the third verse of the Shikshastakam, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has told us about developing qualifications. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written like this: if you wish to engage your mind in the performance of Sri Krishna Kirtan, then you must very carefully earn the required spiritual qualification. Give up your false pride. Always think of yourself as being lowly and insignificant. More lowly and insignificant even than a blade of grass. Destitute and worthless. Shankaracharya writes, my birth is material, my thoughts are material, my future seems to be material, my life is utterly worthless. He says like this. So cultivate also forbearance. Someone steps on your toes, remember the tree. Give up your thoughts of retaliation or revenge, like they say in Spanish. Revenge is a sweet dish, best served after some time when it's cold. No, give up your thoughts to retaliate others, even if they hurt you. Nurture and support others. Be there for them. In the course of leading your life, avoid to give anxiety to anyone else. And for the benefit of others, forget your own comforts. Even if you happen to be a Mahashoy, a great soul, and even if others say you have all good qualities, give up the desire for honor in your heart, which is very deep inside, and make your heart truly humble. You should remember, when you meet others, that Sri Krishna is residing next to everyone in the core of the heart. All always respect others and show affection to all. Yes, my dear devotee, adopt these four qualities: humility, compassion, respect and modesty, and then, only then, you can perform the kirtan of the Lord. Bhaktivinoda goes to the feet of the Lord. He breaks down and begins to cry. And he asks the Lord, "Oh, my Lord, when will you give me such qualifications? Humility, compassion, respect, and modesty."